It's 8:55, 60 degrees with sunshine. It's time to check on the commodity markets this morning. We go to Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian. Glad to be with you again. Defensive trade overnight in the grains. Beans were a little bit more stable. The chances of rains tomorrow may lend a little bit of support as the day progresses. The USDA did announce the sale of 185,000 tons of soybeans sold to unknown destinations for the 2016-17 marketing year. This has propelled the beans back into positive territory as the day session got underway. Current price action, we have December corn down a half at 353 and a quarter. March corn is steady on the day at 363 and a half. Next summer's July corn, 376 and three quarters, up a quarter. In the soybeans, November beans up four and a half as we speak at 977. January beans, 985 and three quarters, currently up four and a half. Meal market is working into positive territory, currently up 60 cents at $304 a ton. And the soybean oil is up 33 at $35.40, trading on the wake of the palm oil market. Looking at the wheat, currently Chicago wheat, 462 and a half, down 3. December wheat, down 2 and a quarter at 417 and 3 quarters. Kansas City wheat, down a penny and a quarter. Basis the Dease at 420 and 3 quarters. And Minneapolis wheat, steady on the day at 527 and 3 quarters. Hog market working towards half dollar gains, and the cattle market is expected to be mildly defensive. Looking at the crude market, currently up 80 cents, now trading back above the $51 mark. EIA numbers due out shortly, which typically offer a little bit of guidance to the trade. Dollar trade modestly weaker, but overnight lows did not breach yesterday's low. If the dollar continues to recover, it may create a little bit of resistance for commodities in general today. Interesting side note in the wheat, 33 contracts of deliverable wheat for Chicago was canceled yesterday. That is typically indicative of a fair market, fair valued market as the commercials maintain ownership. Technically, we're still working on the assumption that corn has made a low of consequence. Longer-term resistance up around the longer-term moving averages is 365 to 370. Some have the bar a little bit higher than that, but we're kind of being cautiously optimistic and using those as catch-up levels. Fundamentally, the trade rhetoric suggests corn yields still could drift a little bit lower, but with a carryout of 2.3 to 2.4 billion bushels, the chances of funds turning to the long side of the market aren't real good. Beans are at the upper end of the trading range, and that trading range is basically between $9.50 and $10. Volume and open interest numbers yesterday, corn up about 1,188 contracts, options up 11,845, calls up 4,605, puts up 727,239, probably a bit of a price negative spin there. Beans up 5,004, mixed impressions here as the market eroded into negative territory late, giving us a mixed profile. Wheat open interest down about 2,281 contracts with option profile mixed. Probably still continually looking at short covering in the wheat market. Thanks, Brian, and we hope everybody has a great day.
All right, Bill, thank you very much for that report. That's Bill Gentry joining us from Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana on this Wednesday morning. Quick glance at current conditions around our listening area. Temperatures in the 50s. Decatur, the cool spot right now, checking in at 52. Bloomington reports a temperature of 54. 56 degrees right now in Charleston and Mattoon. They've got some cloud cover down to our south. Partly sunny skies in 55 in Monticello, 57 in Sullivan, up to 60 already in Tuscola with partly sunny skies. We expect mostly sunny skies this morning, then increasing clouds this afternoon with a 20% chance of showers at a high of 74 degrees. Northeast winds 5 to 10. Cloudy skies tonight, a chance of showers this evening, then rain likely after midnight with a low of 53. Mostly cloudy and cooler tomorrow, a 40% chance of showers at a high of 63. Looks like that's the last rain in our forecast all the way through Tuesday of next week. Temperatures in the upper 60s to around 70. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.